Hello, my name is Dr. Kerry Yerkew for True North Practice Management, and I'm very happy to have Candace Kingston here today. She's an executive coach, a speaker, and an author of The Imposter Moment, Understanding How to Tame Our Limiting Beliefs Through Harnessing the Small Moments, and that'll be published in August 2021. Candace, welcome to the webinar.
Thank you so much for having me. It's great to be here.
Thank you. So, Candace, tell us a little bit about yourself. You know, why did you get into coaching, and what's your background, your bio?
Sure. So I have a degree in psychology, and I had kids very young, so I didn't go on to get my master's. Instead, I ended up doing some work in sales, and then actually went to work for corporate insurance, health insurance. So I did that for about 12 years, and I really hated probably most of that time. I loved working with clients. I just hated all the other contract stuff. I didn't know a lot about it. I didn't want to know. I didn't want to learn, really, because none of it interested me. And I really felt like that was just normal. Everyone goes to work and hates their job and then goes home and has a nice life. And yeah. I finally kind of came to the conclusion that no, actually all the people around me loved their job. So I started working with my own coach and really diving into what was holding me back from finding that thing that I really loved. And I didn't want to go on and do my master's, but I found that alignment with coaching and really enjoyed the process that she took me through, and wanted to help others find their own voice and take off their own masks and show up as their true selves. And so that was kind of it. I went and became certified as a coach, and then started working with small business owners and entrepreneurs and executives to help them get through their limiting beliefs and things that hold them back. So.
And so what is the fear of success? How does that differ from the fear of failure?
So I love talking about the fear of success, because when I first heard that term, I thought, well, who would ever have a fear of success? That sounds so ridiculous. You know, why would that even be a thing? And I really sat and thought about it, like, well, what would that mean if you had a fear of success? Mm-hmm. And I think at the core of it is a fear of change. Because when you are successful, you're expected to either take on a new role, maybe you're promoted, and now you might have a whole new team and a whole new division or something. That could be scary and kind of fearful. It also means that people are going to expect even more out of you now, because you've made it this far. Like, okay, now you're going to have to make it this far. So there's this rising expectation around you as well. And that can be really scary as well. I don't think it's something that we sit and say, well, I'm not going to do well because I don't want to be successful. It's just more like an internal, you know, subconscious feeling that we're holding ourselves back because we're a little bit fearful of what might happen if those things change and it's out of our control, if that makes sense.
That makes sense. And so what are some ways that the fear of success shows up?
Well, I think, you know, you might feel like your achievement is going to like alienate people around you. So if you do really well and you get an award at work, you're going to feel like your team maybe is looking at you differently. That could be one way. One of my clients kind of had a feeling that he didn't want to be like knocked off the pedestal. He didn't want to make it up there and then have people call him out for something like, oh, but you never did this. So like, why didn't you go to college? So all of a sudden you kind of get knocked off of that pedestal, and he didn't really want to be there in the first place. So that can be something. And then really, I think like what I said about change, it's not just changing of the circumstances, it could be changing you. And so I've had clients say that I don't like the way I feel, because now I don't feel like, I mean, the little bit of like, I don't feel like I deserve it, but also just, I feel like people are looking at me differently and expecting more out of me. And I don't like that change. So it's a lot of that change, fear of change too. You know, change is always, we always say, oh, I love change. I love change. Most people don't love change unless they're the ones instigating it. So if all of a sudden you did something to win this award or whatever, win an account, and now they're changing things around you, it's still not really under your control. And so that can be uncomfortable for people.
Right. How does someone build up their confidence? Let's say they're dealing with, they're growing and they're becoming more successful. How do they build up their confidence or feel more comfortable with that?
Well, that's a good question. And I think, for that person, first of all, they are successful, they're doing well, mm-hmm. And they need to kind of own that and take credit for that and really understand that's what will build their confidence is knowing, okay, I did X, Y, Z. I'm really proud of myself for, getting those sales or whatever it is, meeting those goals. And I earned that. So there's a difference between deserving and earning. Deserving is sort of like that entitlement, but earning is where, you worked hard, you did the work and you maybe made those sales calls or whatever the situation is, and you earned that. So knowing that can really help build up your confidence, looking back at the past and seeing what things you did well that got you to where you are. Now it's about sort of taking recognition for that and feeling like that confidence can help drive you forward now and that you've got it. Like, okay, what are the situations I'm a little bit nervous about? Why am I nervous? And how I can sort of find evidence for the contrary so that I'm not nervous and use my confidence to get me there instead.
Right. When people say I'm getting in my own way or, I feel like I can't grow because I'm, stopping myself. What does that really mean?
I love that question or just that statement. I think people use that a lot and it's a little bit of a cop out because it's an easy thing to, maybe it's not a cop out, but it's an easy way to put it. Mm-hmm. So when you say I'm getting in my own way, you don't know why. You don't know what's going on. Like I'm in my own way. I don't know what that means. And I don't know how to stop it, but it's an easy thing to understand. Like, yeah, I know it's myself that's holding me back. It's not my boss. It's not my spouse. It's me. So when we dive deep into what that really means, there's usually a few roadblocks to success. And the four that I focus on are gremlins, which is like that little voice, that little gremlin that sits on your shoulder and whispers mean things to you. Kind of our inner critic, right? Or negative self-talk, however you want to phrase that. We also have assumptions. And so assumptions are when we know what an assumption is, but in this particular instance, it's when we think, oh, they're not looking for, a 40-year-old female for that role. Mm-hmm. Or, he never picks those kinds of reports, or the company, they're not looking to grow, or this person on the other end of the sales call can't afford what I have to offer. I mean, what? Like, we don't know any of those things. We're just making assumptions. So that can really hold us back. The other one is interpretations, which is very similar, but interpretations are more like, somebody might say something and I just totally twist it around to my own view and my own perspective. And so when we have those cloudy lenses on instead of rose-colored lenses, we're going to bring a much different perspective and we're going to, right, like go into that situation just maybe completely backwards from what that person meant. And then the last one is limiting beliefs. And that one's kind of self-explanatory, but just anything you start to, a thought you have over and over again becomes a belief. And so a limiting belief could be something like, well, you're not smart enough, or this will never work anyway, or maybe even you don't even have enough time to do that today or something like that. Those are all limiting beliefs. And believe me, we have those all the time.
Right.
Those are the four big roadblocks.
Okay. As far as imposter syndrome, how does imposter syndrome play out in all this?
So imposter syndrome, the way I define that, and I really do use the term moments because I feel like the syndrome piece makes it sound medical, first of all, and it's not. Right. It's more just human condition, actually. So imposter moments are those times when you are showing up to something or to go do something and you just have that self-doubt. It's maybe that little gremlin is talking to you. Maybe it's the limiting beliefs. It could be all four of those things kind of working on you at once to say that you're not good enough for this. And there's no reason why you think why you should think you can do that thing. And so just stop, don't even go there. That kind of feeling. I think this is also really common. It's not a matter of a syndrome where it happens every day. Sometimes it does for people, but it could just be every once in a while, when I go to the annual Christmas party, I don't feel like I'm good enough to be there or something like that, right? It just creeps in sometimes.
And Candice, how can people contact you if they wanted to use your services, the coaching services, or you as a speaker? How do they get in touch with you?
Well, I would love to chat with anybody interested in talking more about these things. You can find me on my website, so www.kingstoncoaching.com. And you can also find me at just Candace Kingston on LinkedIn. I'm there every day posting a lot and happy to chat in the comments or just tell me where you heard me. So that'd be great.
Awesome. Thank you for joining us today, Candice. I really appreciate that.
Yeah, for sure. It was fun. Thanks a lot.